Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Tara Gordon, Director of Marketing at the Brindu Mansion in Granville. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day today, high right around 37, mostly cloudy tonight. And then the fun really gets started on Saturday. We have a winter storm watch goes into effect Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Mostly cloudy skies, snow will start to fly, high near 32. Now, look, Joel, it's
be a dry snow.
Here's the thing.
That's the thing.
I like how you said that. But when a National Weather Service meteorologist comes right out and says, hey, don't go out Saturday evening, that pretty much tells you how bad it's going to be.
Well, you
look,
know.
And look.
Yeah, the North Pole is coming. You know, we're bringing Santa and Mrs. Claus, so it's perfect timing. The North Pole is coming to Lincoln County.
See that? I like a person who says, hey, that's not a negative. This is a positive
Carpe
for us.
Carpe diem, baby.
That's right.
Bring it
moment.
On.
Santa is bringing it in.
Before we get into all that's going on with it, are you a winter person, Tara? I mean, is this, you know, are you one of those? It's because I don't like the snow.
You know, I think I'm the perfect Ohio resident because once it gets cold, I'm ready for snow. I have snow for a little while. Then I'm ready for warm again. So all the different temperatures in Ohio probably fits me pretty good.
Now, you're a cheerleading coach, too, at Licking Valley.
I am.
And we were joking beforehand. I said to you, boy, could you imagine having to be out there on a day like today or even tomorrow? I mean, God bless them girls. And Joel's done games with me.
That's right.
I mean, my God, it gets cold and they're still out there doing their thing. And you know, they just want to be like, coach, can we leave?
Rain, sleet, and snow. They are dedicated.
Yeah, no doubt about how much fun you have with that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And the girls love it. In fact, some of our best memories are rainy days or, you know, it just creates a new motivation in the girls that they don't necessarily expect.
Well, so, I tell you, you must be proud because I was out there for a couple of games this year and I know Dave did more. But all of the young ladies, I mean, I'm talking about, you said you started when your daughter was in second grade.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that just goes to show how great a performance and how endeared you are to the community because those young gals all want to be cheerleaders too. I mean, there was, I don't know, that night we were there, there must have been 75 young ladies dressed up like cheerleaders.
Yes,
and boom,
yep,
off they go.
We have great coaches too at our mini bitty programs that just help build them up, and our high schoolers pour into them. We have some that go to their practices, and we do a mini and bitty camp at the beginning of the season to kind of get them excited with the older girls as well.
Mini and bitty. That's hard to say now.
Well, but I mean, I suppose you don't have to coach them up to be loud at that point, but maybe more being uniform and learning cheers.
Yes, yeah. Their structure is a little different at the the younger age levels than at the high school, for
That's
sure.
That's so fun.
They have the energy.
Be honest. Who's easier, the little kids or those teenagers?
Oh, wow. That's
now, look,
a hard one.
We both have had teenagers, so we know. I mean, those little ones, it's like just herding cats.
I'd say it's different challenges at each level. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So different challenges.
All fun.
As Director of Marketing of the Granville, the Brindu Mansion, what a fantastic place. I mean, God bless Bruce Kramer when he was here. He'd have us over and we go walking through there. It's a beautiful facility, is it not? I mean, for folks, and now I can't even imagine. I can because I've been over there, but I mean, it's just even better now in this wintertime, correct?
It is. It is. I don't know that I have a favorite season, going back to that weather thing, at Brindu Mansion, because in spring, it's blooming. Right now, it's beautiful with the snow. In the fall, it's gorgeous with all the leaves. We're heading into, obviously, winter there in the snow we had just talked about, and we're heading into our Christmas at the Mansion event this Saturday. Very excited about it. We've added more programming. Last year was our first year for Christmas at the Mansion. And we have Santa, we have Mrs. Claus decorating cookies, we have our youth art instructor doing art. This year we have our artist in residence there, and she's going to be serving hot cocoa. We have carriage rides, live reindeer are added this year, games, food trucks. I mean, we have it all. We are so excited about this Saturday. So snow is not going to hold us back, let me tell you, Dave.
So again, inaugural event last year.
Yeah.
And then you're adding all that for year two.
Well, the only new additions is we have live reindeer this year. a second food truck and just a couple other games. And last year we did not have an artist in residence there on the property during the event. So yeah, we have a few new things this year.
It sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah.
So what are the times? Is there tickets? People need to know about all this. What? Give me all the particulars on it.
I'm excited to say that we opened up two time slots this year. The first one is completely sold out. The second, we actually just closed down ticket sales. So we are sold out event and very excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, now, as Joel mentioned, last year's inaugural, you get sold out. I mean, did you guys think that, hey, in 2 years, this thing's going to be so popular, we're going to run out of tickets. Maybe we got to do a little bit more here.
Yeah, we knew the mansion would be a perfect place for a Christmas event. And I think the community has spoken that they agree.
Now, can folks come if they can't get over Saturday, obviously, because it's sold out, but it's going to be decorated throughout the season. Can folks just book a time to come over? Maybe take us through that if they can't get to, if they're not able to get to tomorrow's event.
Yeah, absolutely. So all through the year, folks can come in. They just give us a call and we can give private tours of the space. And we're happy to show anyone around at any point in time.
And you got a lot of buildings there. I mean, I've been out there in the main mansion. I've been out. There's a banquet space behind. I've even been out there for cross-country meets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's the Brindu property of, you know, for folks that haven't been by it, I mean, that front lawn is so expansive. I mean, you know, cross-country meet, 2. Whatever miles. So, when you talk about a tour, what actually would I see on the tour?
Well, first of all, we take great pride in the different affiliations with Brindu. So some people know it as the place for the cross country meet. Some people have their wedding there. Granville has their prom there. There's just so many different community events. We have art classes out back. A lot of people do not realize that we have an art center. So some people just know it as the place they go take art classes. And now the barn, the first floor, has been renovated, and the Licking County Community Center for 60 plus is housed there. So they do activities Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and it's a very happening place all the time now. If you wanted a private tour, you could just call or send us an email. We're happy to set those up at any point in time. There's always someone in the building that can give you a walk around. We typically do the first floor of the mansion and then take you to any outbuildings that you might be interested in.
Very cool. I imagine the heating bill in that main building.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's just so many windows. I mean, that's the last time I was there, it was around Christmas time. And, you know, you can face west, you can face south. I mean, there's just gorgeous, it's expansive looks just about everywhere from the mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have a wonderful boiler system, thankfully.
That was probably the first thing. It's like, look, if I'm taking this job, this baby better be warm.
There may be one right beside my desk. So we do stay warm there in the old mansion. But yeah, I mean, in the field house as well. I mean, it is a massive space. It's 7,200 square feet. And, you know, Dave Longaberger. That is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Longaberger built that when he owned the property. And it was originally an indoor tennis court. So it has the beautiful, of course, Longaberger Lodge-like ceilings in there. So it's a perfect place for weddings and things as well, because you still have that lodge-like look.
Did you know a lot about the Brindu before you took the job? How did you get the job? I mean, it's you're a Hanover, I'm assuming. And then how did you find out about it? And did you know much about the Brindu Mansion before this?
So my entire working career has been in Granville. I was at Denison for over a decade as well. So Bruce Kramer ended up giving me a call and said, I hear that I need you. So it kind of went from there, because you do not tell Bruce no. It started with, okay, I'll email him back. Okay, I guess I'll talk on the phone. Okay,
there,
I'm coming
there was
in.
Your mistake,
and then,
right there.
And then there I am. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I did not know a lot. I did not know they had an art center. Sad to say that. I was one of those that knew about cross country meets. A lot of people in my family had run at the cross country meets. So that was my affiliation. And I had been to a couple weddings there.
Yeah. What's the one thing that you've noticed that you didn't notice before when you got there? You're like, wow, this is really, or do you just kind of every day see something different and go, oh, that's pretty neat. Cause I mean, like I said, Joel and I have been in there for auctions and different functions, and you're just like, wow, check this out back here. I mean, do you go through there like a kid sometimes going, huh, this is pretty cool stuff in here?
Yes, especially when I first started working there. It's, I guess I've learned to appreciate the history a lot more and how the building came about. And John Jones, when he renovated it in, you know, 1905, the actual original structure dates back to the 1860s. And I did not realize that. And he owned over 900 acres and built Granville Inn with the same sandstone that he renovated the mansion with. So just the history I have found very interesting, mm-hmm. and different little features of the mansion along the way with that.
So how do you balance that? Because, you know, you have that great history and tradition, but as a marketing director, you're also charged with kind of staying up with the times and maybe, you know, giving a fresh coat of paint, a little sparkle, a little pizzazz for 2025 and years beyond. You got to kind of keep that in focus, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And I will say it's kind of easy with just the history of the mansion. It speaks for itself. You know, anybody can add a new wedding venue somewhere, but they're not going to add the rich history mm-hmm. of Brendu Mansion. And I think that part speaks for itself, so it makes it a little easier and makes us a little more unique than most places.
No doubt. Before we take a break, now also with tomorrow, with your big holiday extravaganza, you have a cake and a cookie show.
We do.
Now tell me about this, and then I want to find out, Tara, how we didn't get picked
all
to be judges.
Dave got really serious.
I did.
Cake and cookie and zeroed right in.
Because I'm trying to lay the groundwork for next year for you and I to be some judges. You be quiet over there.
Special guest judge spot opening.
So tell us about this and how much you're looking forward to this.
We're pretty excited about it. The last year, we had a leg lamp cake by local baker Lana Poe.
That is awesome.
And it was fantastic. It was over 3 foot tall, and everything was edible, along with the fringe around the shade. It was beautiful. And we had cupcakes. Are you picturing this now?
I am. Hey, give me that piece right there.
I blacked out for a second when she said edible fringe. I don't know what happened there, but something, I went somewhere for just a brief second. I don't know.
I told you we're kind of nutty in here, so. But I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him. So, it's edible fringe. So how many folks are involved then? I mean, do you get a lot of entries to this?
So last year, I think we had around 20 entries. Okay. We're still getting the word out on the cake and cookie show. But we had beautiful cakes and cookies and a few cupcakes in there as well.
Well, I mean, that you know, I mean, I don't know what shows, but I mean, the cooking shows on TV, the stuff that people do, I think, doesn't that spur people on? It's like, if I can see that on TV, then I should be able to do it in my kitchen. I mean, a leg lamp cake?
Oh, don't even.
That's crazy.
Don't even.
That's, I mean, and so keeping with the theme. Mm-hmm. That, is that part of the challenge, too, is
yes.
keeping with the Christmas theme?
Yep. It should be a holiday of some sort is what we've instructed, and just beautifully decorated, and they rose to the challenge for sure.
That's
so are there judges then for this? I'm trying to get back in here.
Yeah.
So are there judges then for this thing?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so how does that, I mean, is it community? I mean, how does this work?
So last year, Steve Matheny, who is the director of Granville Chamber, mm-hmm. was one of the judges, along with Sarah Gray, our youth art instructor. And then it was actually Athena's spouse was the other, so.
Okay. And I'm assuming the cake, the lamp cake won?
It actually did not.
Oh,
it got
my.
Second place. There was a beautifully just holiday decorated with intricate detail 3-tier cake that won first place. Hmm. Yeah.
That must have been one hell of a cake to beat that lamp cake. I can tell you that
and
right
again,
now.
I would feel like I'm as a judge, you're probably looking at aesthetics. And then, I mean, you got to cut the cake and eat a bite.
They did do taste last year as well. This year, we've kept it strictly decoration.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay.
Well, next year we want the taste part put back in over there, Tara. Don't give me this decorations. I'm going to be like a one-year-old with her birthday cake. Just wham.
Dave
right
has an unbelievable gift at inviting himself to things.
I do.
Hey,
it doesn't seem
right.
to work,
don't
though.
Feel guilty if you say no.
It doesn't
Many
seem to work
do.
A lot, I can tell you that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether Whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Eric Gordon with the Brindu Mansion. Partly cloudy today, high near 37. Cloudy tonight, low near 25. And then for Saturday, mostly cloudy with some snow and a high near 32. And talk about all the great things that are taking place at the Brindu Mansion. You got the big holiday Christmas event taking place tomorrow. But you know, another thing maybe that a lot of folks don't know much about when it comes to the Brindu Mansion, and you talked about the art classes, is the Artist in Residence program. Daniel Penny is in this for this particular one. How did this all come about, and kind of maybe walk us through what this means, what she does, and she got really something special coming up later, correct?
Yeah, so this is a program that started before I started at Brindu, and then of course it took a little hiatus during COVID and then back up and running. So we have three artists in residence throughout the year, and they stay for either 8 or 12 weeks on campus and live there. And they offer free programming to the community while they're there, whether it's visual artists offering specific art classes, drawing, things like that. Right now we have Danielle Penny, as you said, and she is a dancer and also does poetry. So she did a poetry workshop and then a reading at Newark Station. And then she did a dance workshop for folks as well. And then during Christmas at the Mansion, she has worked with a Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, and the film is wrapping up, and we're hoping to project it on the barn next to her cottage during Christmas at the Mansion tomorrow night.
Mm. That is so cool, because, you know, a lot of times folks will hear artists in residence, and they're going to think about somebody doing some painting or something like that. To have poetry and dance, is that kind of what you try to do, is all spectrums when it comes to that? Because, again, a lot of folks, when they think, they're thinking an actual artist is in there doing some painting and those kind of things. I think that's neat that you guys open it up to the broad spectrum.
Yes, we try to have a variety. This is our first dancer. We've had several authors. And next year, for the first time, we're having our first composer. So that's exciting. But yeah, I mean, it just offers many different things to the community. And because it's grant funded, it's nice to be able to offer that back, you know, to the community for free.
Well, and two, you're working on a film, you say, so you're going to try to project that tomorrow night. I mean, is it just everybody at the mansion, like, just naturally has a role? Or, I mean, is there a script? How did that work?
That actually was just filming her dancing.
Okay.
So she brought them in, and they danced. She danced in different locations throughout the mansion and throughout the estate, and they filmed her.
Very cool.
It's something that she'll be able to keep, and we will be able to keep as well.
Nice.
Now, again, you may find this hard to believe. I'm not what you would call a real toe tapper, so to speak. So when you say dancer, are we talking ballet? We talking ballroom? Maybe kind of what is her, so to speak, specialty?
She's done many different genres, but she's mainly contemporary and modern now, and that's probably what you'll see on the film.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Have you, I mean, obviously, I know you've seen her. How good is she?
She's really good.
I would imagine she's really pretty darn good if you're going to put it on film. How do you decide, and who kind of picks who that artist in residence will be? Is that you? Is it Athena? You're the executive director. How do you guys go through that process?
Yeah, we have an application process, and folks from all over the U.S. can apply. So most folks are from out of state that come in, and we have a committee that we put together. Each year is a different committee. This year we had someone from The Works, someone from Denison, and someone from the community all come in, and you know, they look at all different aspects, what the public might be looking for, as well as the talent in front of them.
How important is it for you folks to collaborate with other entities? You talk about The Works, your background with Denison University. I mean, if you're going to have such a vibrant thing like the Brindu Mansion, you got to have those special relationships. Do you work on those? Do you try to, obviously you do, but I mean, do you work on those and foster those as much as you can?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're a small staff as well, it takes a village. And especially with all the programming we do, that's like our upcoming art show. We have local sponsors from all over that help make that possible.
When is that?
That's in March.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annual show each year.
The people that partake of your programming, is it mostly Granville-centric, or do you draw from the county and even regionally?
We draw, yes, county, regionally, all of the above. In fact, a lot of our weddings are from Columbus area. But private events, we had a Gatsby event, which was our first annual experience. We just had this last September. And there were some Granville residents in attendance who even made comments saying, you have a lot of outside people here. There's quite a few people from outside Granville and Licking County, and they were excited about it.
Great. Sure. I mean, because I always look at it this way. If you're bringing them in for the Brindu Mansion, it's a stone's throw from the downtown area for Granville. Get out, walk around.
Exactly.
I mean, it kind of feeds everywhere else, and it's great for those smaller mom-and-pop shops, which Granville has quite a few, to get people to walk through there. So when you put a program together like tomorrow's, the Christmas program, are volunteers needed, Tara? Because as you mentioned, it's small staff. I mean, are you looking for volunteers, not for just like tomorrow, but throughout the year to come out and help?
Yes, we rely heavily on volunteers, and especially for events like this. We have built a board of advisors, which has been a wonderful addition. We have folks from all over Licking County, leaders that help everything from volunteer to just, you know, advising and giving advice and networking. So that's been a wonderful addition, as well as we just have community members that step up every year, even to docent for our art show. They're excited about it. They want to be in the mansion. They want to talk to other folks.
Yeah. And again, we've had Bruce in before talking about the art show, and we'll get you back in to talk about that. So anything special then after the Christmas party? You guys do anything New Year's Eve theme at the Brindu Mansion, you know, where you've got 1,000 things going on in just a few hours?
Or
do you guys take it easy now?
Yes, nothing super exciting for New Year's Eve. We might be resting, I think, coming off of this large event. Now, going into January, we are part of Granville's America 250 Celebration, yep. And Brindu is the first location to be featured in Granville Celebration. So excited about that. We have a Life Local program that's going to be taking place and kind of talking about the pioneers of Licking County and how it affected Granville and Licking County. And yeah, excited to have that kick off as well in 2026.
Yeah, very nice. I know there's going to be a big push, and there already has been, but there's going to be a big push for 250th when you get in there. And you talked about, you know, folks maybe wanting to rent. You talked about Englefield as having their Christmas party out there. What do people need to do if they're talking about, hey, man, I'd like to get out there? Is it just a simple pick up the phone, go online? If folks want to just maybe do something special out there, what do you suggest they do?
They can give us a call. They can send us an email. They can even contact us on social media. Happy to, you know, talk to them in any way that they feel comfortable contacting us.
And how far out do you book?
It depends. I mean, weddings, we're starting to book into 2027. So we do still have some 26 dates available, but yeah, we're
2027. Well, I don't know why I'm looking at you. My son and his future wife were already hitting up you to be the DJ theirs in 2027.
Well, and it's engagement season, so I'm sure more will be coming.
Engagement season.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about that anymore. They're on their own now. They're one just got married and the other one just got engaged. I'm like, fellas, God bless you. All right, Christmas coming around the corner. Favorite Christmas memory for you as a kid?
Oh, my. I have so many. I guess would be the year that my parents decided they were going to do a scavenger hunt with us. My brother and I received new bikes, and they took us on a little scavenger hunt all through the house and outside of the house. And then my mom had us outside wandering all over trying to find clues. Dad was pulling the bikes out and setting them up. So when we walked back in, they were right there. So that was probably one of my favorite.
That's all right,
awesome.
Right there.
Yeah.
That is all right. You do anything like that for yours? Now, you said you had one in college, correct?
Yes.
And you got one who's a junior in high school. They're older now. It's not like it was when they were little and it did the whole excitement and the awe and that. I mean, it's just like, Ma, just give me a gift card. I'm good. Buy me a meal package for college and I'm good. I mean, do they still have it? Do they still enjoy the spirit of Christmas?
They do. Yeah. And we have kind of a strange tradition. It's Sparky. And it started on my husband's side of the family. And it started with his great-grandfather. And Sparky is an elf who brings your decorations at the beginning of the season. And so Sparky knocks on the door. door and you open it up and your gifts are there. And Sparky is a wonderful, brings wonderful joy to our family every single year.
And you do it every year?
Every year.
Sparky.
I know if I Sparky. Was asking Sparky for something, I'd be wanting that leg cake.
Oh, jeez. You can't.
Back to the leg cake.
Thanks a lot. Had this wonderful discussion about everything going on at the Brindu Mansion. And what does he remember?
That's a great Christmas tradition, you Scrooge.
Oh, my God.
One of the great Christmas movies.
Terrible. That
time.
Is true. It is my favorite. Yeah.
It is one of the better. It's better than Elf. I know that.
That's another Christmas
that.
Tradition. My dad and I used to watch the TBS 24-hour marathon.
No, yeah. Sure. Yeah. No doubt about
That's
it.
That's brilliant.
I don't know anybody who hadn't done that on Christmas Day. You're so tired. You're like, put on the and it makes you smile.
That's yep. Right.
So, I mean, what can you do? If folks want more information about what's going on at the Brindu, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
Probably head to brindu.com.
Mm-hmm.
BRYNDU.com. Yep.
No problem at all. Tara, appreciate it. We'll have to have you back in sometime in January, February to talk about the big art show coming up and all that folks need to know about that. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Be careful.
Yes, thanks Tomorrow, for having
Tomorrow you've
me.
Got a very busy day. Snow, as you said, it's perfect for you guys. Santa can come right in on his sleigh.
That's right.
But enjoy. Get out to the Brindu and enjoy their Christmas event taking place tomorrow. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town, as we will be joined by Judy Dollison, President and CEO of the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau.